Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Good morning. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Good morning.
We'll take a beautiful day.
Yes.
Nice and cool. It's like you can go warm on top or bottom weather. You know, like in the 60s, like I'm doing long sleeves, but shorts. Because I can shed the long sleeves later.
Yes.
Or you can go short sleeves and long pants today if you wanted to.
Right.
Or a very light long sleeve shirt like you are. Like the three-quarter length shirt.
Yes, is my favorite. Like a baseball t-shirt.
Yes,
I love these.
One of those nice, perfect weather days. Do you have good news to start the day?
I do have good news. Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Because mine is very big about something I found yesterday.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Mine is big because I got to spend some time with my neighbors this weekend, the Lopez family. They always throw huge, big-ass parties.
Oh, I like it that you're, like, friends with your neighbors.
I know.
Because you used to be, like, annoyed by them.
I was. Well, we're always friendly. That was the one that ran over my my dog invisible fence the one time.
You guys are cool now.
We're cool now, yes. Because they've always been very...
Well, you have come far.
Yes, we have. Well, the Lopez family extended an invitation for Saturday. They said it's our grandson's fourth birthday party.
Aww.
He had like a bounce house in the front of the yard.
Of course, because we overdo it like lunatics.
Yes, and the rain came through and almost blew it all away. But the sun came back out, and they had authentic Mexican tacos that they had, like this family recipe. They were the most insane tacos I've ever had in my life, Allie.
You and the Lopezes are going to be best friends in your neighborhood.
Because they just have a little flat grill back there, and he was just flinging tacos.
Yes,
like, how many do you want? Three, four?
Ooh.
You want pork, or you want steak? I'll have both.
It's like a buffet.
It was.
You're like, I want all the tacos. It's like someone going, well, how many tacos do you want? It's like heaven.
Yeah, and the wife, Charlie, she was like, she cooked everything. She was like, do you want some more pork? Do you want some cilantro? Would you like some avocados? Do you want a beer? Do you need another beer?
Yes.
Would you like a margarita?
Yes, give me more.
It was awesome. And there were more people in that house that I thought they could pack in that house. They brought all their friends, all their family. It was like 45 people. It was a huge event.
Well, kids' birthday parties are obnoxious, but especially when you get a Hispanic family, they don't play, man.
I know, man.
They're like, everybody's coming. Our third cousins are coming.
Yep.
Our seventh cousins are coming.
Yep.
White people are like, does my sister have to come?
But I secretly always wanted an invite, and this weekend he walked over and extended the invitation. And I was like, absolutely.
Nice.
He goes, do you want to come over for tacos?
Good thing you did.
I said, my neighbor, you had me at tacos. Yes, we'll be there.
And you were in.
We were in, yes. What's your good news?
I searched high and low, everyone, all weekend. I tore my house apart. I don't know why I'm hiding from you. Like, you can't, don't know what they are.
Like, but I don't know what it is.
I hit him behind my back when I said that. But I searched high and low. Finally, at 10 o'clock or so, 9 o'clock last night, I found him. I brushed off the dust, and I am here today to gloat when the Wisconsin State Fair arrives at 7-something this morning to talk to us about the fair, which is right around the corner.
Yep.
I've got my trophies, baby.
Hell,
everyone, have a look-see. Right in front of you is the cream puff eating champion of the Wisconsin State Fair.
2005 and 2006.
I am holding my two trophies.
Back to
I am
back.
The original, bitches.
Back-to-back champions, ladies and gentlemen.
So all you bitches who won since 2006, boring.
See, now they have to share a stupid little shared trophy and have their name etched on it. You have your own individualized plaque that
you
get to keep. Yeah.
And when we made when I was in this, nobody cared about the cream puff contest when I started it.
Yeah.
In fact, it was a dead show.
Yes.
It is quite an event since these days.
It was
dead
in the water.
Now.
It was dead in the water.
And then you came
along in 2005 and gave it life-to-life resuscitation.
Thank you.
You were the chest pedals to this competition.
Can we please talk about my varsity letter jacket all day today?
Yes,
because this is like my varsity letter jacket.
These are from 2005,
dude. Back in 2005, I won the cream puff contest at the fair. I mean, it doesn't get more Wisconsin than this, bro.
Not at all. That is good news. So, I'm glad you have them.
Don't touch the trophies, baby.
Can't wait to brag about those. We're going to put those in the hallway.
Nobody better mess with me. I'm the champion. You got me? Show me some respect today.
We'll put it in our hall of ghosts with all the people that don't work here anymore.
What?
case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 5:56. It'll be nice today, but didn't we have a couple crazy storms over the weekend? We Energies had a busy weekend.
Everybody was losing power, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people were. We'll get to that here in a second. By the way, Lollapalooza, if you'd like to go, we've got four-day general admission passes. Listen at 7:10 this morning. We'll give you a keyword to enter and win. Four-day passes to Lollapalooza because we are, I guess, your official Lollapalooza station. We're going to take that title. Yeah. We're going to take that title and run with it.
Big time.
That's what it feels like, man. Go see people like Childish Gambino and Ariana Grande.
Yes.
7:10, be awesome. Here for that. So many people were without power over the weekend because of the storms that rolled through on Friday. And then Saturday, there were some very heavy, aggressive storms on Saturday.
What day was the worst of the storms?
Saturday was really, really bad.
Because it was pouring when I was at the theater on Saturday for Lion King.
Yeah, but Friday was bad too. Like Friday in the evening, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just the really heavy, aggressive storms that blow through. When it gets so hot and so humid out, that all that moisture and humidity has to go somewhere. So it just comes out in a crazy way. They had like 40,000 people without power over the weekend.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of people without power.
A lot of people.
So We Energy is out doing the best that they could. Most of the people have been restored as of now. They're saying if you have not, to let them know. And they're really good about that.
Yeah.
If you don't have power, if you're calling, they'll tell you, oh, we're experiencing outages in these areas. So if you're calling from these areas, we know what's going on.
Right.
Because that way you're not going to call and just not get anybody. They're good about updating it.
But I love the website where you go and it tells you when your power's coming back on. I don't remember what it is. You can just Google it. But like I just used it recently. It tells you if your power is out, when it's expected to come back on. And sometimes it doesn't even say when it's, they don't know.
Right.
You know.
But it'll tell you that they know about it. They said one of the most powerful storms in 20 years was on Friday evening.
What?
So it's crazy.
There was a storm on that. That's wild.
So people getting their power restored.
That's crazy.
Hoping that it happens
20
soon.
Years?
In 20 years, yeah.
Damn.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Ryan Adams finally responding to Mandy Moore's claims. She did a whole huge expose in the New York Times earlier this year or late last year. Either way, talking about how he was controlling. He had controlling behavior.
Yeah.
And she said it essentially blocked her ability to make new connections in the industry during a very pivotal and potentially lucrative time, which was her mid to late 20s. She basically says that he was so kind of controlling and abusive that she couldn't really live her own life or make any good career decisions. Yeah. Obviously, it's fine now because she's on This Is Us, which is a huge hit show, and she's going to be just fine.
Rebecca Pearson, I love you.
Yes. At the time, the only thing Ryan Adams said was that her take on it was completely inconsistent with his. He wouldn't really say much else.
Okay.
Other than that. Okay.
Right.
Well,
now what is he saying?
Mandy Moore has moved on. She's married to Taylor Goldsmith. It's fine. Now Ryan Adams has come out over the weekend, finally on Instagram. He put up this lengthy post and he said, I have a lot to say. I'm going to soon because the truth matters. And then he says things like, it's not what matters most. I know who I am, what I am. It's time people know. Past time. Then he said, all the beauty in life cannot be reduced to rubble for confusion, ignoring truths that destroy all the good in us.
Words.
Yeah. He said, there's enough of madness and misunderstanding. Look, I read a lot of it, and all I thought was, wow, he's going in a roundabout way, he's not saying he didn't do it in a roundabout way.
Right. But he's not saying that he did.
But he's not saying he did, which makes me think he did.
Yeah.
Or else he'd be saying, I didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
Now he's saying, I want to be a part of that healing, to go play, have some great shows, and put out these badass records. Okay, and then he said, and this is the best part at the end, believe women, believe truth, but never give up on being part of solutions and healing. Okay, so is he saying he did it or not? I'm confused.
I don't know.
I almost think he's afraid to...
Do you guys know Ryan Adams? Have you heard of his music? Yes, no. Intern hungover achiever? No.
They're probably too young.
No.
Let me see, look up a picture.
No. I thought he was big with college students and he had a weird eclectic following, underground following.
He was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Where is
when
he now?
When he was with Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, whatever the hell her name is, Mandy Moore. When he was with Mandy Moore.
What's Taylor Swift, Mandy Moore?
I don't know. I'm obsessed with Taylor Swift. Let me live.
Right.
So he was with Mandy Moore. He was really big at that point.
Yeah.
He was popular.
Yeah.
And she wasn't really. So I wouldn't expect them to remember him. And quite frankly...
Was he in Wonderwall?
He sang Wonderwall.
No.
It's that on was his discography.
He probably covered Wonderwall.
Did he sing Wonderwall? No, oh my Oasis. God, I love you guys right
it
now.
It says Wonderwall on yes. his Wikipedia.
Unless that was Oasis. He, oh, Jesus, unless he recorded the song called Wonderwall. No, we probably covered an Oasis song.
Okay, yep. Yeah. I was going to say what?
No. Well, not many people knew who he was anyway. It's not like... He was that famous ever in my eyes, to be quite frank.
I don't know. It sounded like a statement that at this point, like, why does it matter anymore? It sounds like they both put it behind them. She's moved on and she's doing well.
Well, he never responded to allegations where somebody said he was abusive and controlling. There was a whole freaking expose in the New York Times.
Yes.
I mean, you are allowed a response, quite frankly. That wouldn't be fair.
Right.
But I'm not really sure what to take from this whole thing.
Do you know how long her expose was?
It was like last year, wasn't it? I mean, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. I just saw where it was.
He had to collect his thoughts for a year or so and then come back to her and say, well, thanks for your half answer.
I kind
of
feel like, he went, I'm going to respond. I'm going to say, believe in women, but just know.
Okay.
I'm going to say a bunch of words so you're confused. I don't really know what he said.
I don't know either. I just heard words, Ryan Adams.
And there you go. Bye.
Glad we talked about you.
Glad we talked cleared about that up. You, right?
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's time.
It's time, girls. It's time. Our interns, their official midterm evaluation, because our intern, Fun Pants, actually sent me a midterm evaluation from her school, UW-Whitewater, to have filled out, Allie. I don't know if you know this.
They had to know that she was actually doing something.
Yes. And not just effing off and just making up credits, just these ghost credits, right?
Right. So what did you say for her midterm evaluation, Riggs?
Well, there were quite a few areas of... of grading to be done, like quality of work produced, quantity of work produced, organizational ability, willingness to take initiative, calling in late on a Thursday before going out on a Friday to Country Thunder was on there.
Let's just call it what it is. Intern Fun Pants comes in on Thursday at 9 o'clock when she's about to leave, and she goes, is it cool if I don't come tomorrow because I'm going to Country Thunder?
Waits till the end of her shift before she's getting ready to leave.
And then says, can I not come in tomorrow because I'm getting drunk, essentially.
Yeah. I did not word it like that at all.
You don't have to, that's what you said in different words.
You said it.
Yes or no, answer the question.
I would have came if I had a ride back.
No, you wouldn't have. Listen. Come on, Fun Pants.
You were secretly hoping you could be there all weekend. And that's okay. Just admit it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see?
There we go. We're being honest.
So we're being honest with ourselves. She doesn't want to hear it back
honesty, but this is
the truth, honey.
Right.
So we deducted 3 points from your intern score for that.
I had like negative, what was it? It was
negative
like negative
12 and a half.
Negative 12 and a half or three, I can't remember.
You know, I had negative 12 and a half.
Because you know in the real world, any other normal job would have been like, suck it up, you're coming in.
Any normal job would have been like, oh, you're going to get drunk? Too bad. See you tomorrow.
Too bad.
But
have
we're
fun.
So freaking cool. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome.
True.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. We're waiting for the thank you.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
They don't even pick up on the thank yous, Riggs.
I know, right?
I picked up on it.
On the other hand, intern Fun Pants, was it worth it going to Country Thunder?
It was fun, but
Didn't you get stormed down like 4 times?
Yeah. On Saturday, it was really bad. And then my friend threw me in a pile of mud.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fun.
It was fun.
When you're like 21 and
but
drunk.
The storm was really bad for like a little
was
bit there.
Was Country Thunder the place last year where the girl got electrocuted?
Yes. I was going to
say. Was that the same thing? It was raining and everything?
Struck by lightning, yes.
So was everyone freaking out at Country Thunder when that happened again this year with the rain?
Yeah. Did they take any extra precautions or say anything?
Too drunk.
Actually?
She was an
I think they... I don't think they did anything big, but I know they like made sure to have like weather warnings for people that would.
Right. It was very noticeable there was weather coming through. They made it known that, hey, get down, take cover, duck and cover. All right.
But it wasn't like hugely different, really.
Yeah.
Well, this wasn't all slam on intern Fun Pants because intern hung
over. That was rude.
Now we
go to Sam.
Intern hungoverachiever, you're next.
You're next, intern hungoverachiever.
How are we feeling about her right now, Riggs?
Good, but I have to ask her a question, though.
Oh.
And it's an honest question because it was some dirt that I got from her roommate.
Oh.
What? On
you
her.
Have juice on her?
Yes.
Give me the juice.
I have a question for you that I haven't even told Allie about this, but your roommate told me this, and I'm going to ask you on the spot. Are you ready?
No.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Why don't you have a driver's license?
All right. Hang on.
Because your roommate says every time they ask you about your driver's license, that you kind of skirt around the question.
Oh, okay. Does she?
So
hear me out.
Let's hear you out.
I love it when explanations start with hear me out.
Let's hear you out.
At this point in my life, yeah, I should get a driver's license.
You haven't even gotten one?
No. I know how to drive. I did the behind the, or like the written test or whatever pass. Okay. Just was too, never got around to behind the wheel. But like, I didn't need
so
one.
So it's not like you lost it for some reason, like you broke the law.
No,
you just
or
don't DUI. Have a license because you didn't want one.
Well, I took the metro at home.
In D.C.?
Like, in D.C.
Okay, right, where you lived. That makes sense, okay.
And like, I lived at the top of a hill, and like the main like hangout downtown area was like a 5-minute walk.
Yeah.
So like I could walk down whenever I wanted.
Right, you didn't need
and
a car.
I didn't need a car. My sister's had a driver's license.
Right.
And she's only a year older, so she would drive to school.
Don't you just want a license to have one though, so you can drive?
But I am a squirrel. And like my attention span.
What does that mean?
Like I can't
focus. What does that mean
focus.
I'm a squirrel?
Like you know how squirrels are always like trying to like
find
things
I was trying to find
around?
A nut, yeah.
Yeah. Like shut up. No.
What? Well, they are.
She's always trying to find a nut. You said it, not
that's,
me, girlfriend. I know.
That's what squirrels are doing, man. Squirrels are doing, man. Squirrels are loyal.
No, so like the idea.
If you're just tuning in, we're having
the
midterm evaluation with our interns.
No, the Intern idea of like being in charge of a car of people like terrifies me too.
Okay.
Like the responsibility.
So there's no responsibility if you don't have a license. You don't need one.
Yeah.
Why won't you tell your friends why you don't have a license? Why are they acting like it's a secret?
That's what I tell them, and they like act like it's this huge thing. I'm like, no.
Liar.
Legit it.
All right. Okay. What do you, a passport? That's what you use for identification
no,
for everything else?
I have
else?
An ID.
You just have
it's
a government
like a state ID.
That's it?
Yeah.
Let me see your ID. I want to see this thing.
It's a mugshot, though.
It's a mugshot.
Oh, now it's all coming out. The mugshot.
Oh, this is great.
I don't have
I was
a
really
license
wondering why she didn't
said,
have a license.
I don't have a license because I don't want one, the intern says. Then she says, oh, it's my mugshot,
no,
but
it
I swear
looks
it's,
like
not,
a
it's
mugshot.
Nothing more.
Hang on.
Because she talked about when she started this internship having issues with transportation. And I thought that maybe
she takes an Uber.
Didn't
not
have a car.
Anymore.
I didn't
my
know she didn't have a license altogether. But you just have a government issued ID.
Well, who the hell came in an Uber today?
She nannies.
So confused.
She nannies,
she
but didn't have to this morning. So like,
oh,
usually,
that's why you had the Uber driver today.
Oh, look at this identification card. Under 21 identification card.
Not
you need to update one. You need to
she's
update
21
this.
Now.
It doesn't expire till 23.
Oh my God.
So like.
You
I'm
do look like you murdered somebody in that picture.
Yeah,
oh my
I was
God,
pissed.
Sam,
yeah.
Why are you so angry in your
very?
Because I was at the DMV like, for like 3 hours.
She looks like she's ready to kill somebody.
She really does.
Sam, you literally look like a serial killer in this
know.
Thing. We just moved from intern hungover achiever to intern serial killer on our license,
no.
Man.
That's her
God.
That's her new nickname.
I wish I had seen this picture when you started.
I did too.
This is fantastic.
Can we put that on our social media, please?
Yes, please, God.
We'll cover up
can
your face.
We put this picture
we'll put all of ours on there to make you feel better.
Please,
put mine on
God.
There. You want to see mine?
That's
mine's
fine.
Just as bad, maybe
oh my
worse
God.
Than yours.
That is fantastic.
I'll do it for the promo.
You know what? Plus,
do it for the gram.
Plus 10 points for looking like a serial killer on your license.
Yes.
Because everybody's worried about their license picture when it comes to women.
Yep.
So I'm giving her actually plus 20 points because she didn't care what her license picture
looked
like.
Do I have any points or
no?
Okay. You got negative points.
In fact, Fun Pants, you're so negative from getting drunk and going to Country Thunder and not coming in on Friday. We're not even talking to you at this point. So anyway, Sam, where were we?
But you live in Franklin, so you're at least at a zero.
But you can be redeemed with a quick trip to McDonald's for a Diet Coke.
Absolutely, you can. You know the way to our hearts. Food and Diet Coke and caffeine, right?
Riggs and Alley, rewind.
This happened in Elm Grove on Friday night.
You asked me where what is the Silver Spur?
Yeah, the Silver Spur off Watertown Plank
it's,
Road. What's going on over there?
I've never been to that place, Silver Spur, but I drive through Elm Grove a lot.
Yeah.
To get maybe near Mayfair or Children's Hospital or wherever I'm going.
What do we had because, dinner there. What do we eat for dinner there?
We had dinner.
Do you remember the name of the place?
Anyways. Wait, I can't. This is like 2 years ago, too.
You think about that.
I'll think about it, but you and I had dinner in downtown Elm Grove with your wife at a new restaurant. Is that even still open? I don't know. Point
I don't think
is
it
this.
Is either. No,
point
it's not.
Is this. It's not even open, you dork. That's why when you ask me that, I'm like, is that place even still open?
No, I don't remember what it's called.
It
it's
was
fine.
A place. But downtown Elm Grove's cute. It has like the chocolate factories down there.
Oh, yeah.
It has like a gas station, a bunch of shops, a Syndix. And right there is where this happened.
All right. Well, so
on
these,
Watertown Plank.
Right. So these two guys get off work after a long day in the evening, and they call a Lyft. And they're standing outside in front of their business waiting for the Lyft. Doesn't say where they were, like what the business was. Yeah. But they see the Lyft drivers across the street. So they're like, hey, come over here. Just make a U-turn and turn around. We're going this way anyways. The driver doesn't move. And they're like, hey, just come up. We're over here. He doesn't move.
They're trying to flag him down.
They're trying to flag him down. All right. So they walk over to him, get in the car. And they're like, hey, can you just make a U-turn? And he was like, they say the Lyft driver goes, don't tell me how to drive my car. Gets an attitude with him. He goes, all right, if you're going to be that way, then I'll put it down in your review like that. Then an altercation starts in the car because the driver starts driving off erratically. They get into another argument. The driver pulls over, stops, and starts to pull a gun on the guy, on the passenger. The passenger's like, I don't want any trouble. He gets out of the car. The guy has like a full-on gun, pulls it out of his back pocket, and pulls it on this guy. So the Lyft driver speeds off. Crazy, right? The guys
what
are just sitting
in
there.
The
two Lyft passengers are just sitting there. They got the license plate number. They called 911, called the cops, and they've arrested this driver now under charges of, you know, using a weapon in public like that. You can't do that. You can't just threaten your passengers.
What the hell is he just
Because he was asking him to make a U-turn and telling him he didn't like the way he drives. That's the thing that freaks me out about being in Lyfts and Ubers sometimes.
That you don't know who you're dealing with, and anybody could really become a driver.
And that goes for any mode of public transportation anyways. Yeah. It could be a taxi. It could be anything.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're dealing with, what kind of day they've had, or what kind of pressure they're under from other things in their life.
It's like that guy just got a call finding out his wife's cheating, and he lost his ish you got in the car.
Right, he's having a bad day, and you're yelling at him to make a U-turn. He's like, I'm not going to make a U-turn. It's illegal. And then he pulls a gun on him. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Right. So he's been reported and been arrested.
Chill the hell out, people.
Yes. Take a pill, America.
God, why is everyone so angry? And that's coming from me. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so it came out over the weekend. People have been anticipating it, waiting for it. The Lion King.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You saw it, Riggs. I can't believe you saw it.
Hell yes, I saw it. Are you kidding me?
$185 million debut. Now, that it one of the top 10 highest grossing films of all time.
Oh, wow.
In its opening weekend. It also marks the highest July opening ever. Highest ever in the month of July.
Oh, wow. That's huge. So, there's a lot of big movies come out in July, so that's saying something.
Yeah. So it dominated at the theaters this weekend. How was it?
I loved Pumbaa and Timon. They were the fun part of the movie. They were the comic relief, and I thought that Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner did a great job portraying them. Beyonce was cool as Nala, and Childish Gambino. Donald Glover was Simba, the adult
Donald
Simba.
Glover.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So all the songs were all right. It's something about it felt off, though. Like, it didn't quite live up to the hype. I don't know if because I had hyped it up so big and I love the original in my mind so much I had these great expectations of it. But for some reason, it didn't meet it. But it was still good, though. I mean, I would see it again, but
I
don't know. I don't know what it was.
So
it was
good. I don't know why we needed a new one. That's what I don't understand about this. Well, I understand why they do the reboots and all this stuff. But
Disney's on one with the remakes. The Beauty and the Beast, the Aladdin. They've got like a Lady and the Tramp coming out. They did Dumbo. They've done all the Disney live action remakes, reintroducing them to like a new audience. So
yes, so they're not bored. But the original Lion King wasn't boring. It,
no,
wasn't,
it wasn't
like Bambi back in 1975 that nobody can watch anymore. Like, we can still watch the Lion King.
70s being
saying?
Generous.
Let's
be
real.
I think Bambi was in like the 60s.
The most boring movie on my planet.
Right?
Don't make me watch that damn movie. Or any of the others from the 70s, please, God.
Bambi was bad from the get-go. They opened with killing his mother in the beginning of the movie. It's like,
whatever.
What are you going to do? That's terrible.
You know what? How do you have a murder at the beginning and I'm still bored?
Exactly.
What does that tell you?
Right.
Okay.
It shows you something about true crime now.
Right. We want a Bambi version that's like true crime.
Yes. I want to know who killed Bambi's mother. I want a whole breakdown. I want a podcast, a 12-episode podcast.
Podcast.
On who killed Bambi's mother. Please.
Instead of a 1975 version of the movie.
That's what I'd rather see.
That comes on VHS in a box.
Nice.
A big box.
Lion King
a big
huge.
Box.
Lion King huge opening. And did you see the Avengers also surpassed Avatar as the biggest grossing film of all time?
Oh, it did.
Avengers Endgame. Highest grossing movie of all time. Let that sink in, because that movie came out this year.
Right.
It just came out this year. And it's already the high. That's crazy. That's insane that it's done $2.7 billion.
That's true.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, I had some jokes. I was making to make jokes about how much movies cost nowadays, but That's really okay. All I care about is the pretzel bites that I can't have.
Let's make some jokes about Lollapalooza.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So let me start this off by saying,
yeah, I need the juice on what the hell's happening.
Now, my wife and her mother have always wanted to do this trip. She's always wanted, my wife has wanted to take a trip to Europe, to Switzerland.
Okay.
That's where she...
Like, with her mother?
With her mother, yes. She wanted to go and travel with her father and do like a cool European trip with her father, but her father passed away. She lost her father when he was 70. Her mother's now 80 now. Mm-hmm. So she's getting up there and she wants to take a trip with her mom, and her mom wanted to go back to Switzerland where she has family, and she grew up in this area called Montreux or whatever.
She's going to see her family in Switzerland. Right. Got it.
Right. So this has been a trip in the works that my wife has wanted to do, and she's an extreme couponer with her travel points and everything because she travels with work. So she was able to
find... You mean she's obsessive?
She's very obsessive with her travel tickets. Yes,
I'm
with
shocked.
The travel points, right? She is. She's got a crazy...
She's like my father.
She is. She's got crazy amounts of points. So she was like, she can get us airfares basically taken care of and everything. So she's got this trip taken care of now. We're going to Switzerland at the end of August over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, geez.
But her mother is coming with.
Huh?
So it's me, my wife, and her mother.
Are you
on
all
the
staying
other side
in the same room?
That's where we're running into things. Not the same room. Here's what I'm telling you. Here's what's saving us right now is Airbnb. Airbnb is saving us right now because Airbnb, you can rent houses that have separate rooms.
Oh,
but
thank God.
Because we were looking at hotel rooms where we were going to be sharing rooms. She's only with us for the first three days that we're there. And then her mom's going off to Yugoslavia or some other country to see some other people that she knows.
Yeah.
But yes, the first 3 days we're having to finagle. And now the Airbnb I found out this morning fell through. The one Airbnb that we had booked for three days that we were there, it fell through. And I found out this morning. I know.
When you have to go on a trip with not just your wife.
I know.
But her 80-year-old mother. And you're the most patient man in the world.
I really am.
And you're going to need it, brother.
Because I know it's... And it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip. I mean, I can't pass up going to Switzerland.
The hell
no. It's beautiful.
Hell
no. I mean, Google Switzerland, and the Alps are amazing. But
yeah, and none of us are ever going there, let's be real. So we just get to listen to how Riggs gets to go to Switzerland and feel bad about ourselves.
No, don't feel bad about yourself.
Oh, he's stuck there with his wife and her mom. So, not in an Airbnb, in one hotel room.
Yeah, maybe we're not so jealous of Riggs anymore. But wanting tips of traveling with family, like we're traveling with an elderly woman now. Look, we have to look at things like stairs and where can we go that are going to be easily accessible for her.
I have a tip for traveling with family.
Yes.
Don't. I knew you were going to say that.
How about you were going to say that?
Don't.
I knew you were.
My parents are like, you want to go on a family trip? I'm like, nah, brah.
But
nah,
I was not going to. And I could have turned it down. I could have been like, go alone. But I'm not going to say no to a trip to Switzerland. Are you crazy? I have to go.
Look, Riggs,
I would regret it if I didn't
go. I would go too.
It's just
going
to be.
I understand why you're going. I just think it's really funny that you are now stuck with these two women.
Right. And my mother-in-law.
In order to have this trip happen.
She's a wild card now. This is the same mother-in-law that had a gallon jug of urine in my refrigerator in the garage because she was running hormone tests and I thought it was chicken broth.
You're basically
the same mother-in-law who didn't have a hotel room on the night of our wedding. And on our wedding night, I had to drive my mother-in-law to our house so that she could stay there because she didn't have a hotel booked. And there were no cabs available because it was New Year's Eve. She's a wild card. Like, sometimes things change with her on the fly.
Uh-huh.
So there's just... I'm worried about juggling that kind of things halfway around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if you have tips for traveling with family...
You're a grown-up and so is she.
Other than don't.
Don't. I don't know why you have to manage her.
I don't know.
You're not her dad.
No, I don't have to, but I'm going to be managing two women.
I know.
And my mother-in-law
You'll be
and
taking
my wife.
Care of two women.
I will.
Yes. Yes.
So any advice, please.
So,
I would welcome it to 7103.
Get your outfit on where you can carry the...
Swiss outfit?
The Swiss outfit where he carries the bags everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's going to be literally Riggs carrying luggage everywhere.
It will be, yes.
It'll be great.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can text us 7103 too. But that's my advice. What to do when you travel with family?
Don't. Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's a commercial-free hour on Kiss FM. Right now, it's time for... hell to the no. To the no. Mine is for the four-year-old that lives next door to me.
Oh, what now?
It was his birthday party this weekend, Allie.
Aww.
Little Isaiah. It's his little birthday this weekend. Turned four. So they had a big bounce house set up in the front yard.
Yeah.
And in the back, they had it set up with a big tent. And they had a table set up for the whole family. And they had the whole taco bar and the cake and a table set up outside.
Yeah.
And this party was at 3 o'clock. And then at 2:30, the storm of the century rolls through and blows everything over.
You've set up a bounce house and tables and tents and then the damn rain comes.
Thank God the mom got out there. They got the cake and the food at least back in, but the tables and the tent were completely destroyed.
Oh.
Like they got blown over because it was such a strong storm and they didn't have time to go and pull it down in time.
That's crazy.
Bounce house was okay. Bounce house survived, and when the storm was gone, they inflated it and it was like a big little inflatable swimming pool. It was nice.
Damn.
It was nice.
Here's my hell to the gnaw.
What is your hell to the gnaw?
Tearing up my house last night.
Yeah.
Tearing it up.
Yeah.
Looking for my trophies. You know what trophies I'm talking about,
what
baby.
You're talking about.
Yep. I spent hours looking for my cream puff trophies and I found them, baby.
God, yes.
The hell to the gnaw. Because everyone makes fun of me.
Yes.
It's my letter jacket from high school.
It is.
They are from 2005 and 2006. Thank you very much.
Almost 15 years old. That's fine.
And I'm going to show Christy when she comes in from the fair.
Oh, that's right.
I was the original mic drop. Thank you. No.
Now, you were the OG.
If you don't mind, interns, go hang on my varsity letter jacket. I'm done with it.
If you have a hell to the no, you can call 799-1037 or just text it to 71037.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Movie screen and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's get into it. Who is coming back for their ex now to give their response? Well, Mandy Moore's ex. We talked about how Mandy Moore wrote this whole story.
Oh, Ryan Adams or whatever?
Yes, her ex-husband, who our interns didn't even know who that was, and I said, I'm not surprised you don't know who he was. He was way more popular 10 years ago, and even then it was like a specific crowd.
He came out around the same time that like John Mayer was big, I feel like, and John Mayer was bigger than Ryan Adams. I feel like John Mayer jostled him out of the
John
way.
John Mayer was 5,000 times bigger than Ryan Adams.
Yes.
I mean, John Mayer's one of those people you could ask almost anyone, they'd say, yeah, you know who that is.
Yeah.
You could say Ryan Adams, and most people would be like, no, I don't know.
He was like the Ryan Cabrera / Howie Day, the one guy with a guitar.
The guitar guy.
Yeah, the guitar guy. The emo guy.
The emo guy.
Yes.
There you go.
The emo guy. Yes.
And Mandy Moore wrote this long expose in the New York Times because she wasn't as famous when she was married to Ryan Adams. Her celebrity kind of died down. Then now she's on This Is Us, and it built back up.
Yes.
So now she's super popular again.
Uh-huh.
So people actually were listening when she was talking about Ryan Adams, and she just said that basically, you know, he was controlling and he affected her career in her 20s, which was a real pivotal point for her.
Yeah.
And she said that, you know, getting out of that marriage was the best thing ever. She's now remarried to another guy that she's in love with, but Ryan Adams never said a word after she wrote this whole thing about how awful he was during their marriage.
Yeah.
He never said a word. Well, he finally put a long Instagram post up responding to Mandy Moore over the weekend.
Here's how you respond now in 2019.
Yeah.
It's an Instagram post.
Exactly, right?
Right.
She says you were abusive, and you're right back with Instagram.
And is it just words? Is it a picture of words, Allie?
This is what he wrote.
Oh, come on.
He wrote, I have a lot to say. I'm going too soon because the truth matters.
Okay.
It's what matters most. I know who I am, what I am. It's time people know. Past time. And then he went on to say that all the beauty in life cannot be reduced to rubble for confusion, ignoring truths that destroy all the good in us. He also said there's enough of madness and misunderstanding in the world. And then, so he never said he didn't do it, by the way.
Right.
That he wasn't this guy. But this is what he said in the end. He said, I want to be a part of that healing, to go play, have some great shows, and put out these badass records.
Okay.
And this is a lot of blah, blah, blah in my mind.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, he says, believe women, believe truth, which, okay, so now he's kind of taking Mandy Moore's side.
Okay.
And then he said, but never give up on being part of solutions and healing. So I felt like he was trying to say, I'm not saying I didn't do it.
Right.
Because he would get lit up, right, if he said that. But he's also kind of just trying to, you could tell it was very thought out, this post, by the people that manage him, let's be real.
Okay. You need to say
something
about this, Ryan Adams.
Here's what you're going to write.
Okay.
This is a very sensitive topic in 2019, now, how we treat women.
Now screenshot it, put it on Instagram, and call it a day.
Yes. And by the way, we know you've been thinking about writing this post for 10 months, Ryan Adams. Nobody cares anymore.
Nobody does.
God. So
at least you said something, and they can put that behind them now.
Well, we're Team Mandy Moore.
We are.
Let's be real.
I'm Team Pearson family. I just love This Is Us, and I can't wait for it to come back in September, please.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Yes. Allie, what are people saying about our show?
Did this happen in public? This happened in public.
Oh, God.
And the funny thing was, I was hiding from the public on purpose while I was telling my girlfriend all the juicy details of my love life. I was in a corner. I go in and I meet my girlfriend for brunch. And there's a wait because it's Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, so we go to the Pancake House, which I haven't been to in a minute,
by the way. Good call.
But I can get eggs and ham there, which is still keto friendly.
Yeah.
She can get her pancakes. So I meet up with my girlfriend and it was late. Like, I slept in good yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like 11 o'clock. Well, they said there's a wait. So I said, come on, let's go outside. You know, everybody's waiting outside for Sunday brunch.
Yeah, it's nice
the whole
weather.
World.
Yeah, everybody's
so
outside.
So I said, we got to go really far away for this conversation. Like, I don't want anybody hearing my juicy details and details, you know?
Furthermore, your voice carries and sound travels, Allie.
Right. So I say one little juicy detail, you hear everything.
Yeah.
So we go over and we're just sitting in the grass waiting for our table to be called far away from everyone. And I'm just dishing the juice, right, to my girlfriend. And all of a sudden, this couple walks up and they go, are you Allie? And I go, yeah. All paranoid. Yeah. Who's asking? You know? And they're the cutest couple. And they go, oh, we thought that was you. We wanted to come say hi.
Yeah.
We're hooked on the show. Your Tinder updates. I can't get enough of them, the guy's saying to me. I'm like, it's always the dude. Like, the chicks love it, but the dudes really like that. What is it? The dudes love the juicy details, I think, more than the women sometimes when you get into the sexual stuff.
We like to hear guys doing stupid things and then go, oh, I'm glad I'm not that guy.
Yes.
We like to live vicariously and go, I'm glad I'm not that guy. He's
so
getting
I
lit up.
Laughing because this couple was like, oh, it's so good. Keep the juicy stuff. I go, actually, I'm deep in convo right now with my girlfriend, dishing the juice, giving her every second of it. So anyway, I thought it was really funny that this couple said they want more details about my love life.
That happened at the party I was at on Saturday. People brought that up.
What did they say?
We were just having normal conversation. They didn't know who I was. And they go, oh, where do you work? And I said, I do the morning show at Kiss FM. They said, wait, Riggs and Allie? And I go, yeah. They go, are you Riggs? And I was like, well, yeah, I'm not Allie. They go, oh my God. Oh my God. Who is she with now? Is she still with the pottery guy? The four-time guy? And I was like, oh my God, people are hooked to it, man. And it was the guy. It was the guy at the table too that was asking
this. See, it's always the
dude. At my neighbor's house. Yeah.
Remember we were in the West Dallas parade and the guy was like, Allie, keep the updates. What's with the dudes?
Guys love to hear it too.
It's hysterical.
We want to hear what not to do in relationships, and we're clearly learning that through all of your updates. That's what guys are learning, what not to do to women.
Well, I did end up seeing Pottery Guy yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Because what happened was he was up north, and then I was, you know, I had no kids.
Yeah.
But he came, I guess he came back. We had talked, but I didn't realize we had like a gap where we would both be kid-free for like a few hours.
Oh.
Neither of us realized it.
Yeah.
So we made up for that Friday, Riggs.
Nice.
We made up for that afternoon Friday.
Go good.
Because I texted him. He said, I'm home, no kids. I said, well, I'm home, no kids. And you have that moment where you're like, well, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, why are we together with no kids?
So I'm like, you want to play? I'm like, let's go. He's like, I'll be right there.
How long did you guys hang out?
Like 2 hours.
Oh, but so you didn't have time for four rounds again in 2 hours.
Just two. My friends were coming.
Just two.
My friends were coming. We have a very healthy connection in that department, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But my kids were coming home, and he was like, I am not having a run-in with your ex-husband. I'm like, you're damn right you're not having a run-in
Nobody
with my ex-husband.
Then he got to make up a story. I was just here to give a quote on the
this is my
property assessment.
He was fixing something.
He was giving an assessment on the properties with the city. He's with New Berlin. He's just checking out the acreage.
Meanwhile, texting my ex, can you bring the kids home later?
Right.
Like 20 minutes later than normal. So anyway, so that's the update. So he was gone all weekend, but I saw him yesterday. And
so Pottery Guy's still going strong after a week and a half almost?
Over 2 weeks?
Over
2 weeks.
Oh my God.
And you know what he says to me yesterday? He's like, I'm coming over, but I don't have a gift. I go, stop with the gifts.
Yeah. He doesn't need to bring a gift every time.
It's too sweet. Like, I appreciate it, but it's too sweet.
Too much. That could enter in friend zone territory as
Why?
Well. I think if
no,
he brings,
no, don't say that. Don't tell what him if to he's start bringing gifts.
What if he's bringing gifts all the time just because he thinks that's what he needs to do to get you to like him?
I don't
him?
Think that's what he needs to do. I think right. it's just thoughtful and it may be his love yeah. language. Everybody has a love language.
That's true. His may be giving and
See?
Yours is clearly touching, right?
Mine is taking.
That too.
You give, I take.
That's the way you are in life. That's the way you are in life.
As long as we're clear, everyone.
At least you're honest about it, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.